You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Yehoshua ben Perachya, ben Itai ha'arbeli qibelu mehem. So the Mesorah, the information was passed on to Yehoshua ben Perachya, Nitai ha'arbeli. So Yehoshua ben Perachya, his guideline is that Aser Lecha Rav. Aser Lecha Rav means
you find yourself a rabbi.
Yeah.
A teacher.
Right. John. Aser Lecha Rav. Make or designate for yourself a rav. Ugne lecha chaver. Ugne lecha chaver. That means
a good friend for
you. And you have to have a good friend. We'll see why the terms are is stated in such a way. And you have to give benefit of doubt to everyone. Like if they come late or they don't show up for a month or two or three, so you give them a benefit of doubt. You look at the positive side. So now, here, Yehoshua ben Perachya, what's the background that he directs us that you have to have a Rav? Aser Lecha Rav. We learned in the previous Mishnah that we are told by Yosef ben Yoezer that Yeheh Veitecha Beit Va'ad L'Chachamim, that your house should be a dwelling of the wise people, the Chachamim. So now, all of a sudden, Yehoshua ben Perachya says, Aser Lecha Rav, you have to have a Rav. So the background, it's a very puzzling and unfortunate thing that at his time there were divisions that they called Sadok u'Baitos, Sedukim and Baitosim. The translation today is Reform and Conservative. So the Sadok and Baitos actually was a division that came up. Obviously, that means like a Geiger, Yemach Shemo V'Zichro, that he caused that Hitler, Yemach Shemo V'Zichro, or show up. He was the cause. How? Because he did a new version of the our guideline of the commands. A modern one in Germany. So now, Sadok and Baitos, actually, they were the start. In the time of the Europe, they call them Maskilim. Maskil means their new version. So now here, Yehoshua ben Perachya, after this matter that came about, that people obviously, they were influenced by these type of mentality. That means they made a new version of the Judaism. And that is not. But they called it, you know, it has some smell of Judaism. Like, for example, you might ask, what are you going to ask?
How about they made a new
one? Beautiful. So the question that you might ask What's the difference between a Muslim and a Reform? One more time. What's the difference between a Muslim and a conservative? What's the difference?
Because the Muslim is better than
him. There's no difference. Why? Because Muslim, they came up with a new version of the Torah Tena Adusha, and the conservatives and Reform are exactly the same thing. Make sense? No?
Yes.
Wait, you're thinking? Or?
Man, I don't know what I mean. Yeah, but a lot of people fall into the trap, don't
you know? No, but you understand it's the same thing, but they give it a different name.
Yeah.
So they're different followers.
But the Reform or conservative, they still read from the Torah, not from the Quran.
Well, that's not a Torah. It's not a Torah. This is what they made up, because what they read from, it's what they made up. That means they don't believe what they're reading from. Just with all respect, like let's say reading from a newspaper, because the Torah that they made up, actually, their view to it is a nonsense thing, because they don't follow whatever that they have in the Aron HaKodesh.
The
man-made. Yeah, it's a kosher Torah. No, there's no doubt it's a kosher Torah, but the point of matter here is, just like, you know, go to a museum. What do you do when you go to a museum?
No.
You take a picture, yeah, and that's it. So that's what exactly what they made up. They call it temple, and the same thing as tambal. So temple and tambal, it's the same thing. Right. So that means it's a place that, you know, we have like a museum, we have like sidurim, and the sidurim is fantastic thing. Fantastic thing. Even though you don't need to rush through it, because there's no brachot there. You know, instead of having 19 berachot, it's 4 or 5, and that's it. You know, they made it very short, you know, very easy, you know, very convenient. And it's very unbelievable thing that they came up with. So now, back to Tzadok and Baitos. Actually, you know, what it came about. And then we see till today, and it's like a virus, as you know, you're very familiar with, unfortunately, at this moment, that is worse than the virus that, you know, you're dealing with. And actually, the cause of the virus is the virus that, you know, we're talking about. And it affected, you know, we have the Persians, unfortunately, they call it Sonati. What does it mean, Sonati? Where did you get this from? No, Sonati. What does that mean? What does it mean, Sonati?
It's a sorted.
Huh?
The sorted. Tradition.
Oh. That means laziness. Laziness. That's what the traditional is all about. You know, I like this, I like that. You know, this is easy. You know, you go to gift shop. You pay, used to pay 26, but Baruch Hashem is now, it's more. You buy a mezuzah. And they give you a two-way tape or two nails, and then you did the mitzvah. But why are you picking only this? Only this? From the whole text? It's easy. It's easy, and that's it. No. I like it because it's easy. Because I'm lazy to do the other things. That's what the sonati means. Traditional means that I do whatever that is.
Comfortable.
Easy and comfortable. Now, what is interesting, in Parashat Shemini, we have the list of the animals and the birds and the fish that we are permitted to use it in the kitchen, kosher kitchen. So now there's an interesting thing that when it mentions the non-kosher animal, like camel, let's say, like hazir, So he mentions that he has kosher hoofs, but he doesn't chew his cud. Why are you telling me that he has like some type of kosher sign? What do I care? What is it to me?
There's no fall in the trap.
What do you mean?
So you take one and say, okay, it's okay. Since he has one of them, it's fine.
To just tell me he does not chew his cud is enough for me. No? No? Would that help us? No? It would or not? Yes? Why do you need to know that he has the kosher hoops? What would you need to know? What was it going to do for you? Huh?
Because a lot of people are looking for loopholes.
What does that mean?
Oh, because maybe somebody sees and says, okay, this is kosher because it has this. He doesn't pay attention to the other condition.
Why?
Because why? You say that I do this, it's fine enough, I don't do the rest of it. That's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's half of it is kosher, half of it is okay. For me, it's not good enough.
I mean, for you?
Yeah.
Ah, so what does that mean? If you do the half, is that good?
Yeah, people tell me I am half.
Is that good?
I am half.
No? Why is that good? Here the message is a very powerful message that Tatasha is teaching us. Actually, looking at the non-kosher animal, and they have some type of kosher signs. So actually, Tatasha is teaching us that kosher sign is a sign of impurity. What do you mean? It's kosher! No. It's a sign of impurity. What does that mean? Back to our Mishnah. The Mishnah says there was a division that came about. Sadok and Baitos, Tzidokim, Reform and Conservative. So now let's see, there's a dialogue is going on. Say, you know, I was there, this, that. Say, no, you cannot go there. It's Asur. It's Asur to enter these places. All these places on Wilshire. Say, what are you talking about? You know what they do? They have lectures. They have single gathering. What are you talking about? You hear people say that?
Yeah.
Ah. See, Torah also says, this is all Hevel Havadim. This is the sign of impurity. So that means don't fall in the trap because what they you see or you feel that maybe they do a good thing, that's a trap. That doesn't mean anything. Comparison, if they arrange a chuppah that they do with a non-Jewish girl in their temple, and poor, mazlum, na'ir, Kohen Yehudi, goes under the chuppah in such a place, and then you come and tell me they gather single groups? What a joke. What a joke. What are you talking about? So that means all the terrible things that they do and they're misleading people and they have been misleading people and the disaster they brought about, now you're telling me, So now here, the Tzotasha comes and tell me, no, don't fall in the trap. Chazir is a chazir. Now, even though it has kosher hoofs, what does it matter? That comes to teach me the Chas V'Shalom to not fall in the trap that maybe you feel that maybe they do something good. It's not good. It's just a trap. And that's what Torah is saying. Instead of coming and informing us, don't eat the Chazir, don't look at the, or tell me the positive sign, or tell me that because he has the negative sign, don't go near it. He tells me no, he has a positive sign. Why? Because that's what exactly the whole disaster came about through Europe, through America, and all over the world. Why? Because there were follower of these assets that came about in one time, that Tzedukim and Beit Hussein, that unfortunately they misled people, and many, they went out of the path. Till today. Why? Because they fell in the trap, because they felt, oh, there is something good about it. And the rest was covered. And they didn't pay attention to the rest. And that's what exactly the whole task today is all about. That the things that, unfortunately, we feel that maybe it will be a good thing, but actually it's a disastrous thing, and without a shame, Ashbarchu Yizakiotanu.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.